to Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about waste. People in Bray aren't as optimistic about waste management. Here's what one person had to say about bins.
No, I don't recycle at all.
Do you wish that you did?
No. I just genuinely do not pay attention to the environment at all. I know, like, people are into, you know, everyone's very environmentally friendly nowadays, but I live in my own little bubble, I guess. Like, it is important, you know, to recycle and stuff like that and put things in, like, you know, the right bin, you know, I suppose. But just don't litter, I guess.
What are businesses trying to do to help manage waste? Well, the 2023 Repack Pac-Man Awards will close for entries in just under 3 weeks' time on the 31st of August. In its ninth year, the country's National Environmental Awards recognize and celebrate excellence in recycling and waste management across organizations, businesses, and community groups. And for the first time, this year's awards will recognize individuals in Ireland with a new category. Laura Sherry is Head of Marketing and Communications at Repack, and she told me more.
Really, to explain the circular economy, I don't know if you've heard of the circular economy or if your listeners have heard of the circular economy, but it's now widely recognised that we can no longer live in a linear economy. And a linear economy is where we take, make and dispose of our natural resources. So we have to live in a circular economy where we use those natural resources as much as we can. And that's across all areas of our lives, you know, and in businesses, in communities, with individuals, in our home. So any company or individual or community that demonstrates that through their application can enter into the Pac-Man Awards.
The awards are free to enter, but nominations are closing soon. So people will need to be quick to prepare their entry.
Yes, they will. So they close on the 31st of August, so 3 weeks' time. So we have a good few entries in already. Year on year, the entries increase. So the awards are, you know, they're well recognised across the country, and especially in Wicklow. We've had a good few entries over the years from Wicklow and winners. Tinahili Community Area were one of our winners previously, and A Plus Service Centre. So great entries from Wicklow. So we hope to have a few more in this year. So, yep, 31st of August is the deadline, and then the awards will take place on the 26th of October in the Shelburne Hotel.
And the awards have been going for 9 years. What was it exactly that led to the awards being a thing?
So Repack's actually a members-based organisation. So we have 3,500 members. And these members of ours are all businesses who place packaging on the island of Ireland, but who are essentially obligated under legislation to ensure that their packaging is recycled. So through Repack, they achieve that. And we have targets set across five materials, so wood, glass, paper, cardboard, aluminium, and they're set by the EU. And through this, we really wanted to recognise the companies who are excelling in this area, who are really innovative with their packaging, lightweighting their packaging. So that's initially how it started, as we were targeting both our members and the public, and it's been such a success that it's grown every year. And as I said, this is the ninth year, so 10th year next year, so it'll have to be a big celebration.
And finally, there's a new category this year, the ESG leader. Can you tell me a bit more about this and what people should think about if they think they're eligible for this category?
Absolutely, yep. So this new category, it's actually only tailored towards our membership base. So if there's members of Repack, which I know there are in Wicklow, we are looking to nominate one individual member in the company. So it's not essentially the company as a whole, it's who's demonstrating ESG. And ESG is environmental, social, governance. So under the E would be environment, social, you know, your social impact, and then governance, you know, that you've got high level of transparency and governance and the kind of qualities that you demonstrate. So it's the first time that we've brought in this category, and it's really to, you know, awards an individual who's really excelling in this area. So it's very much a new area. It's going to grow year on year. And there's a lot of companies who are demonstrating ESG across their companies. So we are really excited about this as a new category this year.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ours2protect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.